Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Steph Knight, singer, songwriter, musician, album cover, design my album covers, a lot of them, design my video. I do have a doctoral degree in law, and I'm an artist. I love to express myself. So here is the night.
You know, I wanted to talk about music, as I told you. I told everybody I retired from performing live. I'm no longer a live performer. I'm not going to perform professionally. I am a professional songwriter, not performing. And one of the reasons why I stopped is that I did 34 years is dealing with evil people. I was real quiet this morning trying to sleep, and unfortunately I attracted neighbors or people nearby me. I ain't going to say their name, who have a dark side. I don't know why. I look at how the way I act, I look at the way I do, and I try to be very careful because this society is too dangerous. It really is. We have to be careful about neighbors and what neighbors say. I think I'm dealing with some sociopath, psychopath behavior. When I say psychopath, I mean someone who's extremely toxic and dangerous. There were some people outside saying they were looking, and I told you about the allegations of Peeping Tom, and which is illegal. I don't allow that, but it might happen. That's why I want to sell my home. But when I hear somebody say that they're going to tell people that I don't own my songs and I'm not in the music business and there's a social worker, I thought that was so deranged and dangerous because that's so untrue. You know, social workers have to be careful. If in general, they don't do anything unethical. They don't violate laws. They have to go to somebody directly, and they don't, you know, they deal with people directly. And I don't have no social worker. I'm very high functioning. When I hear this lady said she wanted to see me making progress, I thought she was a very dangerous monster or some kind of insane person looking at me as some victim, you know. You have to be careful about crazy people. This woman is crazy. And they were also talking about they're going to get money from my home. They're going to sell my property. And I know what that means. You know, be careful about crazy people in your neighborhood or building, because we, you know, live on the street, whether you own a house, condo, or where you rent an apartment. They're crazy, dangerous, nosy people. Some of them, I call them psychopaths because they say crazy things all the time in my building. And it sounds to me that these people are dangerous. Because I don't know these people, and in my neighborhood, you know, the building, the area or two, I do not know these people. I don't talk to them. So that's one reason why I think they're dangerous. They keep talking about me, at me, from a distance, without me. I don't know them. I don't know why. I'm not. So when someone who talks to strangers, talk about strangers like me, and put me down, and I don't know them. I think there's something wrong with them mentally. Either they're dangerous, criminal, or they're just mentally ill, and I think that is the case. And they've been doing it a long time. And they said sinister things about taking my home away, sinister things about telling the music business lies, that I don't own my song, I'm not in the music business, I'm not a songwriter, that someone else control my song. I mean, that is sick. That is why I stay away from mentally ill people and dangerous criminals, because I can't deal with a sick, dangerous person to say that constantly. And I've been living here 20 years, and to hear that constantly over several years is really sick. I am so surprised that these people have not been investigated by the police, but I'm pretty sure they're going to go to jail eventually. But it's a reminder to the music business as a whole, This is from Dove Knight, the real Dove Knight. You see the one with the glasses, you see the one with the eyeglasses. I am a songwriter. Professionally, I'm in control of my music. If you like my music, you can work with me directly. And I'm very nice and very well and stable. I don't like when someone makes defamatory comments about trying to tell people lies or defamation. Because if I hear it, if I see it online, if I see the person who did it, I am going to sue. Be careful, people like that. These people are trying to undermine my potential to be in the music industry, to be successful in anything else. It's really so surprising that these people have not been charged with something. And remember, my warning to people out there, stay away from, if you hear someone talk about you and you don't know them, they got to be crazy. They got to be dangerous. Stay away from them. I try to be very well. I follow the law. When someone talk about me or talk about my home and all those allegations keep coming over here for a long period of time, talk about the insides of my condo, keep following me in the car, that is sick. My neighborhood is not that safe. I perceive it to be not as safe as it once was. So it is true. I mean, it's not, I'm in L.A. It's not in a very dangerous area, not even quite. Some, you know, in West Hollywood, they have a lot of crime, unfortunately, at times. It's not in the area where people steal people watches, so that's at times. So, unfortunately, that has happened in West Hollywood in the last years. It's not happening as much as it used to, but not that bad, but it can be. But it doesn't matter where I go. I can be in a, you know, safer area. And to be careful who I deal with, my neighbors, you know. Even, you know, you see people doing things, you know, they have some tragic stuff out here. You know, catching a train and seeing what happened in Studio City and what happened. I'm keeping, you know, out in public. My business is the best. It is not, you know, okay, stay away from crazy people. Stay away from nuts and people say things that don't pertain to reality, especially with my situation. I own my songs, okay? I'm very well. I don't go around talking about my neighbor or what my neighbor doing or saying things that don't pertain to reality. When she said making progress, that sounds so diabolically insane. This is a sociopath, a narcissist, or some criminal conspiring. Maybe they're jealous of my talents. There is concerns about this, but I am sick of it. So I spent 34 years of struggle in dealing with that. So my thing is stay away from crazy people and dangerous people. I mean, these nuts are really targeting me over my little bitty home. I don't have no money, and they're targeting me over my music. They're jealous of me or saying things that do not say they're going to tell the music industry I don't own my songs or so. If there is a social worker, she will be go to jail. You can't do that. You know, I mean, that's insane to say things that is nonsense, don't pertain to reality, and plain evil. We have to be careful how we deal with people. I always tell that to truth. That is the reason why I don't hang out with people with severe mental problems, because they could be, I can't hang out with no delusional person. It could be dangerous. I can't hang out with no criminal, no narcissist. These people nearby are narcissists, are psychopaths, because they keep coming over here. A psychopath is a strong word. It's for someone who's so unwell but potentially dangerous. So when I hear someone say, oh, I know I'm going to tell the whole music business I don't own my songs. Oh, I don't own my problem. I mean, that's delusional. I don't deal with delusional people or criminals because they could be dangerous. And especially people who are nosy, can't mind their business. They have mental problems or probably a criminal. As I said before, when this lady said, progress. That's dangerous. I'm too high functioning. I don't want to listen to no psychotic talk. Okay, tell that to somebody. Tell that to somebody who ain't well sleep on the street. Tell us an emergency where somebody is in the mental hospital or locked up. That's what it's for. Not for some high functioning person like me trying to better myself. I'm already got a doctor in law, and it's a doctor in law and trying to own my home and trying to progress and an artist and an intellectual. So don't put that psycho talk on me. I don't want that. And when she said progress, I think the woman should be locked up herself in the hospital or prison. So she needs to stop. I consider her a sociopath, a dangerous person. I don't like to be labeled something that I'm not. Because she's talking about me saying things that don't pertain to reality, and I don't even know her, and she's saying things that don't pertain to the truth. You said you'd leave that to someone who sleeps on the street and who's delusional or someone in the hospital, because I am way too high functioning for that. We need to be careful, as I told you before, stay away from evil people. If you hang around with negative people, negative consequences. That means crazy people, nosy people, people who say things that are evil or trying to belittle stay away from people who are dangerous. It's only going to make it worse. Don't hang around with people who are, especially people who use substances abuse. I think the woman's a narcissist and antisocial. A psychopath, yes. Probably targeting me, looking at me as some victim to take down, whatever her conspiracy is. I say that because she's been saying it a long time. She got some serious mental problem and something is wrong with her. Stay away from evil people. But I'm tired of it. That's why I stopped. I stopped performing. I'm just writing songs. But they just don't. They just want to take my dreams away. They don't want me to succeed and make it in the entertainment industry. They don't want me to succeed. That's the reason why they're jealous. If they don't have no home, they're homeless, or if they can't mind their business, something is wrong with her. Now, if she is licensed to be somebody, a public servant, like a social worker, so she's a criminal. She's going to get caught. And remember, when you see your nosy neighbors talk about you, keep away from them. Then something wrong with them. They have nothing better to do but sit around and say terrible things. Also, I'm telling the truth. Only evil or crazy people say things like that, especially to someone, a stranger that you don't know. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.